It's getting a little old. I'm sure people are hearing me say this, but I can't fault our team's effort tonight. They played hard, did a lot of really good things, and we're just offensively really challenged right now, and that's the difference. I mean, every game is such a fine line between winning and losing, and this is number 3 ranked team in the country, and I can't walk in our locker room and look at our guys in the eye and tell them that they're the better team, and that's the positive thing out of this. So I'm still bullish on Michigan Tech hockey, but we have to start to score. We have to start to find a way to get pucks to the net and in the net, and you can see tonight a lot of things. Tyler Mott, C.J. Mott doesn't see the puck on some, and he doesn't know where it is. He hit the net or a bad break, but a lot of really good things. I like Jamie Phillips's game tonight. I thought David Johnson was good to have him back in there. Defensively, we played a pretty sound game. A couple breaks here or there where we got caught 2-on-1 in the third period, but overall, there's not much to choose, and it's getting, like I told the team, it's easy to be frustrated at this point because you're doing everything that we've asked them to do for the most part, and you can't score, and that's one of the hardest things in the game of hockey. It's something that's really hard to teach, and it's really hard to talk about, and we're doing things to try and get better in that area, but obviously we still have some work to go.
David Johnstone, you mentioned him. He was in and around grade A scoring opportunities all night, but it just seemed to be just out of reach or handcuffing him. He was just so close.
Oh, no question. And like I said, we generated some good chances, and it's just finishing, and that's the hard part of hockey. Is we can position guys and tell them what to do, and without the puck, and that's hard work. But the offense is some creativity, and it's a skill, and it's really hard. People say, well, can you teach that to somebody? But that's one of the most difficult things. But to come in here and hold a team like Ferris to basically one goal, I think is a great defensive effort. We did everything we needed to do defensively to give ourselves a chance to win the game. But it's between our power play and then just we're offensively challenged. We're going to continue to be in these one-goal games every night, and we've got to start winning our share, though.
What did you see happening on their game-winning goal, Coach?
Good play. They spread the defense and wide, and it's something that teams are doing more of because of the offensive zone. Teams shrink down defensively on you, so it's really hard to get grade-A scoring opportunities. They brought a third player high, and one of their forwards came high. We just lost coverage on them, so they had us outnumbered 3-on-2 high. Guy took a one-time shot, hit one of our sticks, hit our guy's stick, and goes in the net. So that's the type of break we're getting, and it's difficult. But having said that, I like our team. I like that we're right there with one of the top teams in the country, and that's a good thing.
Coach, you look at the face-offs, and it's mind-boggling how much we dominated on face-offs tonight.
Some good shots there in the third period off face-offs, some good opportunities. But I think that's always a sign to me if your team's ready to play and into it mentally, and we were, and we did a great job against a good hockey team, like I said, on face-offs. So the beauty of it is we get another chance tomorrow night. We get an opportunity to come out and try and get some points. And every year, every series this year in the WCHA, we found a way to get some points. So we got our backs against the wall again, and we got to find a way to get some points out of tomorrow night's game.
Has that lake, known as the goaltending lake for Michigan Tech, muddied up a little bit even more tonight with Ferris?
Well, hey, Jamie did a good job. I don't think it's muddied it up. I think it's cleared it up a little bit for us. So, a good effort by him. He did everything he could to give us a chance to win the hockey game tonight.
Well, a fun game to watch. Just unfortunate we weren't able to get the break they did, and another chance at it tomorrow, like you said, Coach.
Well, yeah, and I told our team this is a good lesson for us, and it's a time where it's easy to get frustrated and point fingers or question what we're doing and question the team. But obviously, when you're on these tight games and you're playing well, and tonight was one of the first games we haven't outshot a team in a while. But to give yourself a chance and one shot every night, we're right there. So I told them when this turns and we get on a roll, look out, because I wouldn't want the team to have to play Michigan Tech in the playoffs, whether we're at home or on the road or wherever we might end up. But this is going to be good. We got 3 games left with these guys, and this is turning into a pretty good series, and I think going to be a real good rivalry.
Coach, we didn't see Brad Stemner in the third period. What's the status there?
Yeah, he's being evaluated right now. I went down hard there in the second period, so we had to play 5D, which they got to work out tonight.
Yeah,
so
they look tired at the
they
end.
They did look tired, and that's going to be one of the things going forward tomorrow. We're going to have to help our D out and play in the other team's zone. So Brad's questionable for tomorrow at this point till he sees a doctor and we find out a little bit more.